Tell you is, at present the entire planet Earth is in fires. Whatever you call it, whether you call it terrorism or any other name, I'm not worried about the name, but you people have been doing a great job to annul it, to cancel it, the powers of terrorism. But what we now want as Indians, why I call Indians is not because we have born in India, but we are interested in Gita. Anyone who is interested in Gita is an Indian. Bharata, one who likes Bha, life. So, who is a Bharati Hindu, who is an Indian, one who likes the divine light. And in this divine light, there are 18 degrees. It starts with Arjuna Vishada Yoga. And he is liberated from sannyasa also. So what we are supposed to do is, and with this yajna, we are spreading this knowledge throughout the world. Throughout the world. Let us not think that we just sitting here and doing this is not influencing the world. The entire world is being influenced. But what we, as just as I was seeing that terrorist attack in Bombay, there is the NSD which helped us, National Security Guards. You know and understand, I am not jesting as a word but as a fact, that you are World Security Guards, not National Security Guards, WSGs. But what you are supposed to do and what you have to do is, the first thing is that a large number of people should go on chanting that. Because our shastras say, whether you chant it or hear it, you get the same benefit. Vishnu Sahasra, Gita, or anything. The Shastra says that even if you are not doing the Parayana, even if you are not yourself doing the chanting, that effect also goes to those who hear. That is what we are trying to do. But let us make it a big effort, a greater effort, and let us now become WSGs, World Security Guards, by understanding the step-by-step growth of the inside Isha. What in the 18th chapter he says, in all hearts I am as an Ishara, Brahmayam Sarvabhutani Yantra Rudhani Maya. So that is where we are going in. But when you are going in, automatically it goes out. You remember that. As the roots of the tree grow into the earth, you don't see the roots, you see the growth of the tree. So similarly, when you are going in, automatically you are going out. Then many people ask me, I am not seeing anything. The only thing that is being done is, the roots are not going in. And how to go into the roots from this year, when you are starting this Gita, let us try to understand the 18 steps of Gita. The first step is Arjuna Vishada. That is a yoga. The name itself is given as Arjuna Vishada Yoga. But next, you should enter into the Sankhya Yoga. And much of the leaders, much of the spiritual masters, whether they belong to India or any other cult or any other religion, they are all practicing Sankhya Yoga. What is the Sankhya Yoga say? That you think that you are the body, but actually you are not the body. Achedyoyam adayoyam akledyo ashyoshyameva. So whenever Lord Krishna directly tells Arjuna, if you think that you are killing anybody or anybody is attacking you, it is something fact in physical plane, but in the spiritual plane something else is happening. It is not the death or something in spiritualism, but is an evolution. Evolution of your consciousness. From Asuri, Rakshasa and Pishacha levels to the higher, what Sri Aurobindo says as the overmind. What we call it as the Swarga, where the devatas live. So what you are evolving by all these sadhanas is Sankhya Yoga. Now you understand Sankhya Yoga is evolution into your that consciousness which cannot be killed, which cannot be moved by, which cannot be made wet by water, it cannot be burned by fire. But still you are what you are because you have not evolved your consciousness. Then how to do that evolution of consciousness? You go into the third chapter by actions. Karma Yoga. We are doing karmas for something, a goal-oriented karma. But if it is directed towards the yoga, it becomes karma yoga. The details are given in the third chapter. And then now what happens? You enter into the fourth level of consciousness. You understand this point. You need not understand the English aspect of it. If you can understand the name of it, is okay. Then where do you go? You go into the fourth chapter. And what is the name of the fourth chapter? Anyone remember? Through actions you get knowledge. Every scientist experiments. Experiment is an action. But not a normal action. It is a yoga action. What is the yoga? He wants to find a solution for a disease or for something. It becomes karma yoga. Then what happens with this karma yoga, with these experiments? You get knowledge. The final product is knowledge. Imam nirasate yogam proktava namadhyam. It is the sun which was taught to control our universe. But our sun is a very little sun. If you go to the astronomers, they say that sun, the Jyeshtha Nakshatra, is around 900 times more powerful than our sun. And we in astrology talk about these suns, and we don't know what Lord Krishna has told to these suns. Imam Vivasvati Yogam. So the fourth chapter, the knowledge. The moment you enter into the fourth knowledge, you enter into karma sannyasa. But that doesn't mean that you stop action. For example, when a president or a chief minister, he need not act anything. He karma sannyasa, but his words influence the entire state. So, he is not karma sannyasi doing nothing. But a karma sannyasa motivating all the world. But when you reach that stage, you should know one more thing, that is dhyana yoga. What you are really. But when you want to know that dhyana yoga, these first six chapters are known as the karma yoga, you enter into the seventh to the 12th. What does this say? Jnana, vijnana. Science and technology. And many people read about the seventh chapter, but they don't understand the technology of spiritualism that is being told. And the most beautiful, authentic, practical and self-proven techniques are by Sri Aurobindo. I am not saying because I want to push Sri Aurobindo as a great man, because he can't be pushed, because he is the only great man. Where you see the difference between jnana and vijnana in spiritualism. We know about science and technology in physical life. You know the difference between science and technology. But the science and technology in that consciousness, which cannot die, starts with jnana vijnana. Kshetra, kshetrajna. That is the name. Slowly, this kshetra and kshetrajna, the name is again repeated. Not in 7th chapter, but in the 13th chapter. So this technological aspect, technology means utilizing the science which you know for practical values, that is technology. And it always grows, technology always grows. Electricity was discovered, that is science. But technology of science is still growing. But when Faraday and others invented electricity, we never knew about the mobile phones and TVs. But they are based on the same science, that is the technology. Jnana Vijnana enters into Akshara, Akshara Brahma, the 8th chapter. Then it enters into a kingly secret and a kingly knowledge, Raja Vijnana Vibhuti. And then you will understand that wherever you find the Vibhuti, wherever you find greatness in the world is because of that. Lord Krishna gives a lot of examples in the Vibhuti Yoga where he is in everywhere in the world. Wherever you find the greatness, he is there. But again, you may be diverted into your own way. He again says that greatness is mine, okay. But it is only an amsha, a very small portion of it in this world. Remember that. And to know that, you should know the cosmic vision, the Vishwarupa. And that Vishwarupa, many people say, we see in the figures in the TVs and the thousand faces in them. That is not the Vishwarupa. If you see the Vishwarupa, the only result is you will shake in fear. The closest friend of Sri Krishna. When he saw the Vishwarupa, do you know his result? He shrieked, he feared. I say, I can't see it. Please show me your normal form. That cosmic consciousness, when you get it, then you will understand what is devotion. Until now, our devotion is, if you permit me and if you excuse me, it is self-oriented. All our devotion is self-oriented. Whether it is for something physical or for your own selfish growing. But after seeing the cosmic vision, Vishwarupa, you get the real bhakti. And only then that real bhakti will give you the difference between the field and the knower of the field. Kshetra, Kshetriya. But for this, you should go beyond the three gunas. That is where many of our gurus say that what they have done are doing now is much, much, much ahead of rishis. And they are speaking as a scientist, as the real speakers. They are not saying that they are great. They are just saying that what rishis has done, it was at that time. And now we are dragging it ahead, pulling it. And that you can do only when you have the Trigunas under your control. That is the 14th chapter. And when the 14th chapter happens, what happens? You will know the Mula Prakriti, the Ashwatha, the real consciousness, the real presence in you, in your hearts. And then, first of all, you will understand the difference between the divine and the asura, Daivasura. And when you reach that stage, you will have the final renunciation of liberation also. Moksha Sannyasa Yoga. So with these 18 levels in this year, we'll go, those who are interested in whichever yoga you want, whatever I can help you to move ahead in that yoga, I will certainly be with you. And thank you for the tremendous effort for 2 years you are doing. And in 3 more years, the situation is like that, that the planet Earth is going to be heading. There are many predictions that in 2012 the planet Earth will be in shadows. But the gurus, the masters, the spiritual societies, especially Sri Aurobindo and the Gayatri Parivar, are very, very, very clear that the situation is under our control. But if the situation is under your control, doesn't mean that you need not work. Let us work hard. Let us work, go together. And let us unite, lead ourselves in the world and the planet Earth to the happy, happy, happy heaven on earth. జయ.